Good morning, church. It's Tricia Gillett speaking. It seems ages since we all met together. It has been a blessing to have these preaches and talks recorded so we can listen to them over and over again. I thank those who have shared their thoughts during the weeks. It has been a precious time for me, as I've had to slow down from the busy routine I was in. It has given me time to seek the presence of God and to understand his word better. I was delighted when the leadership chose the subject of our talks, the declaration of who God is, and all the I am statements in John 10. Let's look at them now. Jesus is speaking to the blind man who had just been healed. The blind man is asking, "Who are you, Jesus? Who are you?" And Jesus is saying in verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired man and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not in this pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. I am the good shepherd." For me, loving the countryside, I can straight away identify myself as a lamb, picturing the lambs frolicking around in the field in springtime, jumping on hay racks, skipping and chasing each other. It always brings a smile to my face. There is both joy and mischief in the air, a life to enjoy. Yet in that freedom, we need a shepherd to keep watch for our safety and show us the way to go. When we were in Israel, we found out how the sheep follow the shepherd, instead of here, where the shepherd and the sheepdogs herd the flock. But the sheep in Israel and the lambs build a trust in their shepherd, and they follow his leading into good pasture. At night, as they are gathered in a pen, the shepherd lays down and sleeps as the gate, and the sheep feel safe. In Matthew 18, we have the account of how the shepherd leaves the 99 in the fold and goes to find the sheep that has gone astray. So let's look at Matthew 18, verse 13. "I tell you the truth, he is happier about the one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost." God brings us this story to show God's care for all the flock, and that's us. Today, if we stray into temptation, God reminds us that the price has been paid by Jesus dying on the cross, and when we repent and turn from our wicked ways, we are forgiven. Through his love, we can come back into the fold again, into his loving arms. We thank you, Jesus. How wonderful it is to trust our Good Shepherd to lead us through life. For us, we have the Godhead three in one, Father, Son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit who came to lead us when Jesus went to heaven. We all need the Shepherd, the Holy Spirit, to lead us. As we grow in God's leading, he calls us to lead others and to gather others to join the flock. We become like him, and through him we fulfill the great commission of making disciples and healing the sick in Jesus' name. We thank God for the leaders in our lives, and we pray they hear from heaven and to know the way we should go. In Psalm 23, it points out that the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. It's hard not to want in these days, but the Lord will provide for us as we trust him. There are so many needs and desires, but I trust God knows the right things to give us. It has been amazing how someone has phoned asking if I needed anything just at the time when I was running out of food and milk and needed some shopping. I praise God they listened to him and I received what I needed. It certainly has been a time to give and accept each other's help. One chorus that has been with me all my life tells me how to trust God. He knows, he loves, he cares. Jesus, my burden bears. Whate'er betide, he's by my side. He knows, he loves, he cares. We thank God that he's always there. He knows. David, as a shepherd boy, loved singing praises to God while working. He could have sung this scripture: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, our guide and our comforter, to be with us. And as he guides us, let us come together in prayer. We are so thankful, God, for all you do for us. Our comforter when we are anxious and lonely. And we thank you for our safety and provision during this time of isolation. We pray for those that are unwell, that your hand of healing will be upon them. We especially remember Mo in our prayers today. We praise you for comforting her during this long ordeal in hospital. We pray for the surgeons and the nurses, that they will help her recover to full health. We also pray for Ian, her husband, and Cass, her sister, who are longing to see her back at home with them. We pray for all the NHS workers that have been working so hard in difficult circumstances. Oh Lord, there are so many prayers we put before you. We trust you, our good shepherd. As we walk beyond this crisis, may we always remember you are our shield and defender, and follow you to bring your kingdom on earth. Amen. May God be with you. Stay safe. And be happy. We will see each other again soon. Tricia.